WKAR Radio is welcoming a new member of the current state team. Jamie Paisley will be reporting on the arts for our program and hosting classical music on 90.5 FM. Jamie has experience in classical music radio programming and is a singer and film enthusiast. He comes to us from Los Angeles. Yesterday, I asked him what he was doing in L.A.
I was the music director of the radio station in Los Angeles, all classical. And so I pretty much programmed the entire day for them. And then eventually we bought out the station in San Francisco. So I was doing both cities of the majority of their classical music content.
This is KUSC.
KUSC and KDFC.
And that's affiliated with the University of Southern California?
It is indeed.
Sounds like quite a transition from Southern California to mid-Michigan. Are you a native Angeleno, or have you spent much time outside of California?
Well, I grew up outside of California. I was there for about 8 years, but originally I'm from Pennsylvania, kind of the Amish country, but you know, I'm not Amish, though I do have facial hair, and I'm not that kind.
Okay.
And I do wear buttons, which is not something Amish do either. So after that, I went to Ithaca College, upstate New York, where I graduated with a vocal education.
You are a singer. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, vocal education. So I was definitely more of a choral person as opposed to like a solo singer. I kind of like staying in the background, you know. I've got that kind of high, lilting singing voice. And so I performed a lot of choral music as well as did a cappella, like that kind of pop a cappella music.
Okay. You're a tenor?
Which I am indeed, a high lyric tenor, which worked pretty well for me, got me over to Ireland. I performed at the main stage of the House of Blues with that a cappella group. It's pretty fun.
Very nice. And after your current state piece yesterday on the new Lego documentary being screened in Ann Arbor, our listeners may not be too surprised to hear you are passionate about film. What aspect of the film experience triggers this passion?
A lot of it, I think, is the experience of sitting in an audience. Because if you've got a film, you want an audience there. That's how it's meant to be viewed and seen. And so sitting in a theater with a bunch of people and getting their reaction, feeding off of them, is, I think, the most fun aspect that I have with watching the film. And it goes so far as there is this festival that happens in Austin that I've been a couple times. They accept about 200 applications. You have to fill out a 30-question questionnaire just to prove how much you love film. And then you're stuck in a theater for 24 hours in one seat. You've got, you know, servers coming and bringing you drinks and, you know, 10 minutes in between each film, but it's 24 hours, one seat, and you never know what's going to come up on the screen.
You don't know what is going to be screened.
No. Half of them are going to be kind of vintage films that can, you know, cycle through the past century of film, and then the other six are films that the curator is in contact with the studios and the directors and gets advanced previews of these.
You're a member of a small club who's actually made it to there.
Butt-numathon.
The Butt-numathon. Jamie Paisley is the newest member of the WKAR Current State team. You'll hear him covering the arts here on Current State, and starting next week, he'll be hosting classical music on 90.5 FM. Jamie, welcome to Lansing. We're glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here as well.